Good evening and welcome to the programme. This evening's guest is Headmaster of East Crompton Comprehensive, Dr. Charles Greenway, and we're going to be talking about truancy. Dr. Greenway, thanks for joining me this evening.
Good evening. I'm pleased to be here.
Let's begin by defining the word truancy. What do we actually mean? A couple of missed lessons, a week's holiday during term time, or repeated absences from school with no explanation?
It's a good question to begin with, Paul. Any absence that has not been authorised by the school is truancy. It doesn't matter if a child is being taken to Disneyland in Florida because it's cheaper in term time, going Christmas shopping with a parent, or just roaming around the neighbourhood with other children causing problems for the local residents. It's all truancy.
How widespread is the problem in the United Kingdom?
Very, I'm afraid. As many as 4 million school days are lost every year through truancy, and about 1.7 million of those are lost because of children being taken on family holidays and excursions. Travel agents have special offers during term time, so it's a lot cheaper for a family to go away. This government wants to raise educational standards, but we can't do that if children miss school. Full attendance is a precondition for effective learning.
Did I hear correctly just then? Almost half the days lost because of truancy are because of parents taking their children on holiday?
Yes, exactly. It's quite shocking, isn't it? Imagine how incredibly difficult it is for us to convince children that missing school for no good reason is a bad thing, when their own parents behave in such an irresponsible manner.
It must be. What is the government doing in view of this situation?
Well, after years of campaigning by teachers all over the country, the government are finally beginning to understand that something has to be done. They are currently holding talks with the travel industry to encourage travel agents to give discounts to families who book their trips in the school holidays. And the police are now involved in picking up children on the street. Social workers are also being recruited to work with the families of children who play truant. And for our part, we're setting up behaviour improvement projects in the school to teach children discipline and respect for learning. But let me stress again that most of the responsibility for ensuring that a child is at school lies with the parents. Neglecting this responsibility is a criminal offence.
Do you mean parents could be prosecuted in a court of law if their children do not attend lessons?
That's exactly what I mean, although this law is poorly enforced. It should, in my opinion, be better enforced. The future of our children matters. We owe it to them to give them the best education possible, and we can only do this if they are in school.
I agree with what you're saying, but don't you think it's a little harsh to prosecute parents of truant children?
It may seem so to the average person, yes. But I would like to stress again that the future of this country is the school children of today. It is impossible for the schools to prepare them for life if the children are not at school, and parents simply must be on our side when it comes to stopping children playing truant.
I see your point. I think it's about the right time to take a few calls from our listeners. We've got William Peterson on the line. Good morning, Mr. Peterson. Good evening and welcome to the programme. This evening's guest is Headmaster of East Crompton Comprehensive, Dr. Charles Greenway, and we're going to be talking about truancy. Dr. Greenway, thanks for joining me this evening.
Good evening. I'm pleased to be here.
Let's begin by defining the word truancy. What do we actually mean? A couple of missed lessons, a week's holiday during term time, or repeated absences from school with no explanation?
It's a good question to begin with, Paul. Any absence that has not been authorised by the school is truancy. It doesn't matter if a child is being taken to Disneyland in Florida because it's cheaper in term time, going Christmas shopping with a parent, or just roaming around the neighbourhood with other children causing problems for the local residents. It's all truancy.
How widespread is the problem in the United Kingdom?
Very, I'm afraid. As many as 4 million school days are lost every year through truancy, and about 1.7 million of those are lost because of children being taken on family holidays and excursions. Travel agents have special offers during term time, so it's a lot cheaper for a family to go away. This government wants to raise educational standards, but we can't do that if children miss school. Full attendance is a precondition for effective learning.
Did I hear correctly just then? Almost half the days lost because of truancy are because of parents taking their children on holiday?
Yes, exactly. It's quite shocking, isn't it? Imagine how incredibly difficult it is for us to convince children that missing school for no good reason is a bad thing, when their own parents behave in such an irresponsible manner.
It must be. What is the government doing in view of this situation?
Well, after years of campaigning by teachers all over the country, the government are finally beginning to understand that something has to be done. They are currently holding talks with the travel industry to encourage travel agents to give discounts to families who book their trips in the school holidays. And the police are now involved in picking up children on the streets. Social workers are also being recruited to work with the families of children who play truant. And for our part, we're setting up behaviour improvement projects in the school to teach children discipline and respect for learning. But let me stress again that most of the responsibility for ensuring that a child is at school lies with the parents. Neglecting this responsibility is a criminal offence.
Do you mean parents could be prosecuted in a court of law if their children do not attend lessons?
That's exactly what I mean, although this law is poorly enforced. It should, in my opinion, be better enforced. The future of our children matters. We owe it to them to give them the best education possible, and we can only do this if they are in school.
I agree with what you're saying, but don't you think it's a little harsh to prosecute parents of truant children?
It may seem so to the average person, yes. But I would like to stress again that the future of this country is the school children of today. It is impossible for the schools to prepare them for life if the children are not at school, and parents simply must be on our side when it comes to stopping children playing truant.
I see your point. I think it's about the right time to take a few calls from our listeners. We've got William Peterson on the line. Good morning, Mr. Peterson.